Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And on this Wednesday morning, I was thinking about GPS and when we first started using, well, before we had GPS in our cars, we would go online. Well, we'd get a triptych, I guess, from AAA, and then we'd go online and print up directions from MapQuest or other online sources to tell us how to go, where we're going to go, and have somebody read them or try and read them while we were driving. Relatively early on, I think it was when we moved to a new town, actually, we got a GPS to put in our car, an aftermarket kind of deal, not anything that was integrated in the car, to be able to use that to find our way around the new town, and it was great. It helped us get to where we needed to go. The downside was then we weren't learning where to go. We were just following the GPS and not actually learning the names of the streets and stuff. But it was helpful because I was actually in Connecticut, and many of the streets had about three or four different names based on time and how long you'd lived there and so forth. Anyway, helpful, certainly helpful. But then once we got to know, when we knew where we were going, we used the GPS even less. And then we bought cars that had it integrated into the vehicle. But now I'm using GPS more than I probably ever have before, mostly on my phone. And that's mostly because I'm using an app that then tells me where traffic is and helps me avoid accidents and those things. But even though it's designed to help me avoid accidents and help me tell me the quickest or most efficient way to get someplace, there's a percentage of the time, not half, but maybe a quarter to a third of the time, I won't go the way it tells me because I think I know better. Even though I have it on to tell me and to alert me of which way is going to be the better way to go at that time, that specific time I'm going, sometimes I'll still override it thinking I know better. I find that sometimes I do the same thing when I read the Bible and I read about what it is, what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, and kind of get a sense of what I should be doing. And sometimes I think I know better and I choose a different path. Sometimes it's quicker, sometimes it's more efficient, sometimes it works out just as well, because there can be more than one way to get to a certain place. But we do know that in John 14, there's only one way to the Father, and it's through Jesus Christ. And to know more about that way, to know more about what God desires for us and from us, the best way, I mean, you can get it on your phone, you can actually get a hard copy, is to be in God's Word, to read Scripture, and then to discuss it in community, to discern together what God is saying to you and to me and to all of God's creation. It's easy to override it when I think I know better. But God makes clear what God desires for us or from us in the Bible, and we all should spend a little more time taking seriously what God has to say. Even when we think we know the way, maybe there is a way that is even better or allows us to even more fully reflect God's love. And the way to learn about that is to be in God's Word and to be in conversation with one another about what God is saying and doing through Scripture and in and through each and every one of our lives. A little plug, I'm trying to make this short so you have some time maybe to even open your Bible now and read a little. It's good spending a little part of this day with you, and I look forward to seeing you again here on the World Wide Web and or maybe even in person in worship here at Ascension sometime. Take care.